In the name of God, who is grace and love and communion.
Amen.
Good morning. What if there's no such thing as the Holy Spirit? I was seated in eighth grade confirmation class there at our confirmation retreat. And one of our confirmation teachers, not a student, asked exactly that question. Now, you know how it is when you're in school or in a work meeting and someone says something they're not supposed to say. And so what everyone does is try to ignore it just for a moment, hope we just keep going. But the teacher said again, what if there's no such thing as the Holy Spirit? Now, even in eighth grade, I knew exactly what he was trying to do. Trying to provoke the other teachers just a little bit. Because the look of terror in their eyes, I can remember even now. But trying to provoke us to understand what it meant to take on the promises been made at our baptism. What it meant for us to try to live the fullness of the Christian faith. Now, the question he asks in different ways, in different languages, has been the question the church is asking and trying to understand for 2,000 years. How do we experience the Holy Spirit in our lives? How do we live God in present tense? To live our traditions as the Spirit moves us forward. It's all the way through our scriptures, the reading of the Holy Spirit. At our baptism prayer today, we will pray for the Spirit that hovered over the waters at creation. It is the Spirit that baptizes Jesus in the Jordan. It's the Spirit that we hear about Jesus talking with his disciples in the farewell discourse in the gospel this morning. It's the Spirit that is all the way through the Acts of the Apostles. The breath of God at creation, the Ruach in Hebrew, the Pneuma in Greek. Trying to understand the Spirit has been part of our lives of faith as long as we've been Christian community. And we've always struggled with it just a little bit. It's hard, although we've tried, to capture the Holy Spirit, what this Spirit means within our doctrine. We're still arguing over the place of the Spirit in our creeds, and you know, the creed might change. This presence, this experience of God within the Holy Spirit is much better understood from our musicians and our poets. Our liturgists and our prophets are mystics. Howard Thurman, one of the great mystics of the 20th century, spoke of the Holy Spirit as being with us to heal, to empower, to counsel, to comfort, to provoke, and to guide. The presence of God in present tense in our lives. And so the question comes to us, what's it mean to accept this gift of God's love? It's meant to abide with us in every moment of our lives. What's it meant to accept and open ourselves and be receptive to this gift, which is not only to comfort, to provoke, to counsel, and to guide, so that we might all of us follow where the Spirit's leading, that our lives in Christ might be shaped, our church might be renewed, and God's whole world might be healed. How do we answer the question about the experience of God in present tense through the Holy Spirit? I got to do a wedding this past week. In this ministry I have now, I don't get to officiate in many weddings anymore. I miss it. But I was asked to do a wedding for my friend Caroline, who is a former warden. And you know, former church wardens are pretty important. So I went home to Eastern North Carolina. Your rector has said he's a boy from Hull, and I'm a boy from Eastern North Carolina. And that's where the wedding was. And it was a beautiful wedding, a joyous celebration. It was also deep evidence of the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. My friend Caroline gave the most beautiful toast for her daughter, for her daughter's wedding day. Beautiful and graceful and kind. But the road it took for her to come to that day was one of enormous courage. In the early spring of 2012, Caroline's husband, Robert, was killed suddenly in a car crash. And Caroline had three kids at home, and the life that she expected for herself, the whole rest of her life, was completely changed, disrupted, and seemed lost. So Caroline, who is a person of deep faith, followed the Spirit and remade her life. She raised her three children to be people of character and faith. She started a foundation to help people here in New York. Countless people now evidence of the Spirit in her life, how she followed and was shaped and was changed. And so, on the wedding day this week, when she stood and spoke right before the dancing began, you could see evidence of the Holy Spirit, evidence of God's presence in her life that changed her life and transported her family to a new place where it didn't expect to be before. Part of the Holy Spirit is this, that even in the most difficult moments in our lives, God does not depart from us. God is just as present now with us in the Spirit and God's love and grace as God was on that day of Pentecost long ago, as God was with the saints. The Holy Spirit is God in present tense, that we might be saints also in our lives, in the life of the church. Today, this Pentecost Sunday is being celebrated in Sullivan County, part of the Diocese of New York. Seems far away, rural Sullivan County, from the city of New York, from Fifth Avenue and 53rd Street. And my friend Meg is a new priest there. Now, she is a new priest and new to parish ministry. PhD theologian from Fordham. She's taught classes for years. But her first time in parish life, to be in charge of a congregation, the congregation's going through tremendous change. Sullivan County, the Catskills, used to be a resort area. People used to come to celebrate, like weddings. But now, those have departed. And there's rising homelessness and hunger and alcoholism and drug dependency and new migrants coming from all over the world every day. And so this small rural church keeps understanding where it is, who it is, in a whole new way. It's expanded its feeding programs. It's welcoming migrants from West Africa, supporting people to escape from the horrors and chaos of addiction. It's not the church they expected, but it's the church where the Spirit lives now, completely in a moment of change, faithful to its traditions. They heard the same reading from the Acts of the Apostles this day, the same gospel this day, celebrate the same sacraments this day, but in a new world where the Spirit has led them. And this is the call for God's whole church. We look around our church and we see that it's changed. And the story that we tell right now across our Episcopal church is about a church in decline, a church of loss. But that's not the story the Holy Spirit is telling us. That's not where the Holy Spirit is calling us to be. This moment is indeed a moment of change, but not of decline, but of renewal. God is just as present with us in our churches now as on that first day of Pentecost, just as alive as the Spirit has ever been, calling us to change. I know this parish is wrestling with that, and it's hard. Through hard things, we know the Spirit abides to heal, to empower, to comfort, to counsel, to provoke, and to guide. In just a moment, we'll offer the sacraments of baptism and confirmation. Historic traditions of our church, which are made new by the Holy Spirit this day, by the offerings of those who come forward to share their life, to share their faith, and to be sacramental signs of the Holy Spirit's presence for all of us and for the world. This too is God in present tense. God with us this day. The Holy Spirit that shapes our lives, that through these sacraments renews our church, and that through our faith heals the world. The Holy Spirit moves at ground level because the Holy Spirit lives in our lives through God's love and grace, through our traditions of liturgy and music and the sacraments, lives in our mission to the world. That Christ community, which we celebrate on this Pentecost day, might be renewed. And that God's whole world might be healed. What if, to pose the question anew, the Holy Spirit was right here? There is a Holy Spirit living in our lives, abiding in our souls, transforming our hearts, changing the world. So the question is not, is there a Holy Spirit? The question is, how do we open ourselves to respond to the Spirit's call? In Christ's name.